Let's talk a little bit about what the president just said, a little bit of a recap. The president of the United States was just on a few moments ago talking about case numbers being down 47% nationally, hospitalizations down 38% nationally, 39 states have case numbers that are falling, 38 states have hospitalizations that are falling. All of that we're going to get to in a moment. But he did also talk about vaccine requirements. They don't call them mandates. They don't like to use that word. But the requirements for vaccines. I want to remind you, I want you to listen to these are the very same administration earlier this year. Nancy Pelosi, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, the president of the United States himself, and other people in this administration, and what they said about mandates for vaccines.
Nationally, daily cases are down 47.
Here it is. This is the one.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
Our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
Little punchline at the end. So you heard Nancy Pelosi twice, the vice president in there, Fauci twice, Psaki twice, and the president, all of them in the last year saying it can't be done. It can't be done. Nancy Pelosi was very emphatic about the fact that the government doesn't have the ability to do this. And yet, that's exactly what they are doing. One way or another, that's what they're doing. And this is what bothers me about this more than anything else. As we move forward with this virus and we get through it, and we are going to get through it on the other side of this, we will remember how we treated each other. There's a basketball player, Kyrie Irving, who is a superstar with the Brooklyn Nets. Superstar, if you're not a basketball fan. He is one of the best in the game. He didn't want to get vaccinated and hasn't gotten vaccinated. He's being demonized by the NBA and is going to lose an entire season because of the rules they have in New York and because of the rules the NBA is enforcing. They are making an example of him. And he said, I'm just doing what's best for me. And he's not playing. I want to take you back. 1991, February of 1991. Probably, I would say at that time, one of the top three names in professional basketball, and a name that's still an NBA, is an NBA legend, is Magic Johnson. In January, I believe it was January of that year, or no, I'm sorry, November. November came, I think, and it was early November of 91 that Magic Johnson made the announcement that he was going to be retiring from basketball because he was HIV positive. And he's talked about it, and other people have talked about it, that back then, HIV was a death sentence. Being HIV positive meant it turned into AIDS, and AIDS was deadly. So he was stepping out of basketball. In February of the next year, Magic Johnson played in the All-Star game to thunderous applause from everybody involved. And I want you to understand that the fear, for those of you that aren't old enough to remember, the fear of HIV was palpable. Because when someone was diagnosed, it was getting a terminal diagnosis at that time. Now, Magic Johnson was one of the first people, because of the treatments that they have, Magic Johnson is one of the first people that was able to overcome this and says he is now HIV free. How true that is. We know that there are treatments now. We know there's much. It's not a death sentence anymore. But at that time, it was. So imagine how far we've come and what the hysteria that's been created around this. And other people, I know the response is going to be, well, it's different. This is an airborne disease. Well, the other is a bloodborne disease. I would say to you that that basketball is not just a contact sport. It's a collision sport. Blood is often spilled in a basketball game. not major injuries, but you get bloody lips, you get bloody noses, you get cuts. It happens a lot. And the danger then, if you transmitted this, and there, if you remember, there was a time when we weren't even sure if body sweat transmitted the virus. I'm just talking about the differences in how people are treating this versus what we've done in the past. The hysteria of pitting one group of people against each other that keeps people paying attention drives me insane. Kyrie Irving won't get a vaccine. That doesn't mean he won't get tested. That doesn't mean he's not going to be careful. By the way, for all of you Cardinals fans, which I am a huge Cardinals fan, they have been, I think the team is fully vaccinated or very, very close to fully vaccinated. Chandler Jones, our superstar on defense, is now on the COVID list and probably is not going to play at the Cleveland Browns this weekend. Another breakthrough case. So we understand the my personal feeling is you understand there is a personal responsibility in the way you behave, and you even when you do the right things, you can still get this virus. Happened to Chris Paul. It's now happening to Chandler Jones. But Kyrie Irving could be tested. There's a lot of things that the league could do in this case. Magic Johnson was one of the household names in the NBA when he played. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. There are names that everybody knew. And I've never been a huge NBA fan, but I know those names. And when Magic Johnson came back and played in the All-Star game, it was a standing ovation from every single player in the building. Nobody was worried about getting HIV from Magic Johnson, and the people in the stands roared that he was on the floor. And this was a deadly virus at the time. I'm not talking about the 1% of the people that die now that get COVID-19. You're talking about if you were HIV positive, it wasn't if, it was when. It was going to turn into AIDS and you were going to die. And so this is where we are. You got the president of the United States coming out and mentioning Southwest Airlines and saying, oh, their pilots association debunked that. There are people all over this country that are refusing to cave into this. And the president of the United States is mandating vaccines. I, again, am fully vaccinated. I haven't gotten a booster shot. I haven't gotten the information that's going to sway me one way or the other. But this is a personal decision. The vast majority of Americans don't care what you do. You do what's best for you. And if the vaccine works, then get the vaccine. And then you don't have to worry about the unvaccinated. Breakthrough cases are very rare. Serious illness and breakthrough cases are even more rare, and that's what we keep hearing about the vaccine. If all of that is true, stop demonizing people. Stop making people out to be bad Americans because they're not complying with what you want. We don't have to fight each other. We don't have to be against each other all the time. We can disagree on a plan and be okay. And all of this, well, you affect me and you affect, they are, when I say they, I don't know that they want us, people want us to fight, but you have to admit, this is what keeps people paying attention. These are the headlines that keep people paying attention when we are fighting like this. Unbelievable that the White House and everybody attached to this White House less than a year ago, all chanting the same thing. It's impossible. It's impractical. And it's not the right thing to do. We can't. The government can't make you take a vaccine. And now everybody's screaming for it like they never said what they said earlier this year. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. In a moment, supply chain shortages. Going to talk a little bit about that coming up in just a couple of moments.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Solutions. You know, how do we fix some of these things? I played this earlier. I want you to hear it again. What you have to do is you have to expose the dividers and then figure out a way to be part of the solution to it. And I played Joe Rogan's comments earlier. Joe Rogan, a lot of people know Joe Rogan. Great podcast. His connections in the media have been, forever. And so he's got one of the most listened to podcasts in the world. And Joe Rogan got COVID-19, and Joe Rogan was prescribed ivermectin and said it helped him get over COVID-19. CNN went after Joe Rogan and after anybody who used ivermectin because they said it was a veterinary medication. It was a horse dewormer. Now, it's not just horses, by the way. It's also used for cattle. But like many other medications, there are human forms of medication and there are animal forms of medication. And there is a human form that wasn't just developed. It was developed decades ago. And the man who discovered ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for it, for what it's done for people with viruses and for parasitic diseases. As a matter of fact, that's part of what it does with animals in the animal form. Joe Rogan was so mad he almost sued CNN. Well, Dr. Sanjay Gupta is a very well-known doctor, and he is the medical expert that CNN goes to. So Rogan has Gupta on his show and takes him to task because he's the medical expert. And why does CNN lie saying that he was taking a medication that was only prescribed for animals?
Horse dewormer is not a flattering thing. I get
it's
that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, that's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see the thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow, stop taking this stuff, or something like that.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people, a drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making the
Nobel Prize.
Winning the Nobel Prize in 2015.
15, yeah.
Yeah, no, a drug that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine, mother. This is ridiculous. It's just a lie.
I don't think anyone is.
But don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this
it with
right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
That was just the first part. They go on, and I'll get to that in a moment. So when you talk about the dividing of America, that's how it happens. The demonization of America. And good for Joe Rogan going after CNN and any other network or any other person that did this. This goes back to the anti-Trump movement. Trump's an idiot and all that other stuff that was out there. And when Trump says it's good, everybody else has to say it's bad. But for the FDA to come out, and they know the distinction, and anybody that it's in medicine knows the distinction. The average American doesn't. Again, the first time I ever heard of ivermectin, it was called, I think we called it Ivamec, but I think we were probably mispronouncing it. And it was used, we used to use it in liquid form when we had cattle that would get worms. You would use it in, you would either give them an injection or you would pour it over them to get rid of the worms. It was a dewormer, is a dewormer for cattle and for horses. There's no doubt that that is true. But there is a human form of this drug that has been very, very successful. When you're dealing with a virus and people are not sure, 100% sure how to treat it or cure it or prevent it, people do a lot of different things. And when someone said, hey, listen, we're having success with this drug and they're demonized for saying it, most of the world is in favor of the right to try. And what I mean by that is if you are terminally ill, and there is a medication out there that is in a study period that is not approved, most people would say, you're going to die. And we think you have a right to choose to try this if you want. Most people feel that way. This drug is now dividing everybody. Why? It's politics. It's politics. Go on social media. I recommend if you're not on social media, get on Twitter just to read what other people say. I love it because it's the free exchange of ideas. But this is where the demonization process on both sides happen. You are a horrible person if you believe this. You are a horrible person if you don't believe that. So it's not that I wouldn't do that. It's not that you can say, listen, I got the vaccine And I'm going to tell you my story. I got the vaccine because I thought it was the right thing to do for my lifestyle. I am in public quite a bit, and I want people that I'm in public with that are concerned about the vaccination, that I've been vaccinated. I'm 54 years old, and I'm still in good health, but I'm not a kid anymore. So I got the vaccine. That's why I did it. Why can't someone say that, but say to somebody else, if you don't want the vaccine, you don't have to get it. And if you get COVID-19 and somebody tells you that ivermectin may help you stay off a ventilator and live, have at it. It's your body. And instead, anybody who would dare take ivermectin is demonized into being some kind of a person that is less than human. You are the dumbest person on the planet. Oh, I see. So you won't take a vaccine that the FDA approves, but you'll take horse medicine. You know how many times that's been repeated online? So good for Joe Rogan. Good for Joe Rogan defeating, going after them and saying, I went to a doctor. There's more of that. We'll play it later on in the show. But it's time for us, all of us on both sides of this, to realize we don't have to fight with each other. We can get through this. We can get through this. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk about a Seattle area school district and a team leader that is no longer on the team. And we're going to talk supply chain in just a few moments as well.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. A lot of what's happening right now in our society is attributable to misinformation. And it's interesting how you hear people in authority saying that we should control misinformation. So let's talk about that for just a moment. I don't want to get too worked up. That recently we've heard about government agencies. We know about fact checkers on Facebook and other places where if you've got something controversial, there's a label that's put on it, or you can't see it unless you click a different button, or people have just had things pulled down altogether. They've done this on other platforms. And then we get caught up. We get consumed with our rights are being violated, and let's go after YouTube, and let's go after Facebook, and let's go after Twitter. When really the problem, if you look at it, is that we know misinformation exists. We know it does. But who's held accountable and how and why? And what I mean by that is what CNN did to Joe Rogan was misinformation. And Joe, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Joe Rogan is a very world famous guy and very popular. People have known him from television and his podcast for a very long time. When he got COVID-19, he was prescribed by a doctor. He was prescribed ivermectin in the human form, ivermectin. And CNN and other networks, but specifically CNN, accused him of taking a horse medication. And it's a horse dewormer. And Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is the medical expert for CNN, was on the podcast. And Joe Rogan roasted him and wanted to know, why didn't you ask questions? Don't you think this is dangerous? Gupta acknowledges that this is a medication that's used by people all the time. Well, I have a story about Katie Couric in front of me, and this is another angle on this. Katie Couric edited Ruth Bader Ginsburg's comments about Colin Kaepernick's protest to protect the justice, according to her new book. So she's getting excoriated by people for this. And she's talking about Couric reportedly writes that Ginsburg comments were unworthy of a crusader for equality. Katie edited our controversial comments by Ruth Bader Ginsburg made in 2016 in order to protect the elderly justice, the longtime anchor wrote. She said she admitted reportedly admits to letting her personal politics and belief impact a reporting decision in her forthcoming book Going There. So this is not a first time thing for Katie Couric. Katie Couric duped my family, me personally, or at least her staff did. That happened to me personally, so I'm not speaking out of turn when I know what happened. But Katie Couric is so well known for what she did with the Second Amendment documentary. Do you remember that when she made that documentary? And there was a question that was a very simple question asked of two NRA experts about guns. And then there was a pause where the camera showed both of these guys bewildered, like they couldn't answer this question. And the back and forth looks on their faces, like both of them were just absolutely confused and didn't have an answer to the question. Well, in the raw video, it was answered very quickly and they moved on. So it was edited to look that way. Initially, Katie Couric said that she stands by her editing. And then on the weekend, she issued an apology. So this is this is a history of this with her. But what has happened to the industry is different. I brought this up before. Dan Rather was probably one of the best. You know, there are three or four people, Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, Ted Koppel. Of course, Cronkite is the grandfather of them all. And Dan Rather lost his career because he used faulty information in a story about the former president, George W. Bush. And yet Katie Couric is still considered a journalist. She's written a book that's going to be famous. That's how we make this stuff stop, by exposing it. Coming up, the Tempe Union School District. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and about the anti-cop sentiment in America and how bad it is. So all that's coming up next.